Thanks for downloading the Beyond the Money podcast. If you hear anything on today's show that you need clarity on or to make that first consultation, give the team a call, 727-334-0024, or always online at mycampbellandco.com. As always, thanks for listening. Now, let's get to the show.
I was a young troubadour.
What's taken me longer to get over, our trip to Nashville or the clocks going forward an hour?
Probably the Nashville trip. That Good. Was a pretty action-packed partial week.
Yeah, it was a couple of weeks ago. Jackie and myself had the opportunity to go take over Nashville for CRS Country Radio Seminar. Jackie had the opportunity to meet some up-and-coming country music stars and talk to some of the legends in the industry. But this was a very special conversation with the CEO of the Country Music Association. Her name is Sarah Trahern. So this week here on Beyond the Money Radio, wanted you to hear this conversation with Jackie Campbell, CEO to CEO, Sarah Trahern.
Sarah, so nice to meet you and
nice
talk to
meet you. As well.
Gosh, the CEO of the Country Music Association. I've been here for 3 days and names are just flowing all through my mind. How do you keep it all straight and know what's what?
We have about 6,800 members. The CMA is a trade association representing all aspects of the business. So I will admit that there are a lot of people to keep track of, but I'm a people person. And how exciting it is for me that my job is to get up in the morning, and my goal is, how do I keep country music strong around the world today? And it takes a lot of people to get that done, and we're really fortunate to be kind of at the head of that pen.
And trust. You have to have a complete team that you can trust on and rely on to do what's right and have one operating system when you're in the C-suite. And, you know, the air gets a little bit thinner as you get to the top. So how has that been for you?
It's, you know, one of the things that I feel particularly now is I think I have the best senior team I've ever had in my career where we are today. Whether I go on vacation with my husband and I can trust them to get the job done, or they also trust them to pick up the phone and call me if they do need me to weigh in. And in addition to a great senior team, we also have a 75-member engaged board of directors. And again, if you can have a shorthand and trust each other, you can get a lot more done together.
Trust is such an important thing. Being in the financial industry, the planning industry, compliance industry, I mean, that's a lot of what we do, and building that relationship and the trust is so important.
And even for us, I mean, certainly as the, you know, as the organization that puts on the Country Music Awards or the CMA Awards, we also have industry honors honoring the Country Music Hall of Fame, touring awards, professionals, songwriting awards, that for us, integrity is the other word. So for us, it's trust and integrity, which I think goes so hand in hand together.
I love it. And I think, you know, backstage at the Grand Ole Opry and Minnie Pearl's dressing room with Jeannie Seely. I mean, that was just the peak for me. But so many great artists. What has been your greatest, most memorable, like, you know, just making the hair kind of rise on your arm a little bit?
Oh, I have those almost every week. Did you know? Have you been spying on me? I mean, certainly if I go back in my career, my very first project in Nashville was a show hosted by Marty Stewart, and the guests were Alan Jackson, Junior Brown, and Johnny Cash. And I remember this was July of 1995, and I remember being in the control room, and Cash stepped up to the microphone and did that, "Hello, I'm Johnny Cash." And I remember just, oh my gosh, pinch me, this is my job. And I have those things happen so many times in my career. I got to work with Taylor Swift when her music first came out, before, you know, anybody knew who she was. And I got to see the vision that she had for her career that certainly she's executing on all around the world. And then, you know, frankly, one of the parts of my job that just warms my heart every year is I get the privilege of going to tell people that they're going into the Country Music Hall of Fame. And so to be a part of their history, if only for a day, is a really special thing I'll always remember when I look back on my time at the CMA.
What an honor, and what a great family that's here in Nashville. That's the one word that I kind of take away. You know, there's so much openness and trust and mentoring going on. It's not like when you're going on stage, it's not like you're competing against the next. You know, I'm there's a certain level of competition for sure, but I even imagine with the CMAs, I mean, it's still everybody's applauding for the next.
Yeah, you know, one of the stories I sometimes tell happened, I don't know, maybe 15 years ago before I was at CMA, but someone in town who managed Shania at the time had her scheduled to be on Oprah, and she couldn't do it anymore. And, you know, in a lot of formats or out in LA or New York, they would have just said, okay, sorry, I can't do this, and move on. You know, they move on to somebody else. But this manager called another manager and said, hey, I'm going to have to give up this slot on Oprah. Do you want to see if your artist can do it? which was Kenny Chesney, and Chesney took the slot. Like, that's people who are competitive by day. Yes, they're both on the mm-hmm. charts competing for number one, mm-hmm. but in what came to helping all boats rise in country music, they leaned in together. And I think that's the secret sauce of what makes our Nashville community so special.
Absolutely love it. And I just have to ask you one more question about being a female in the male-dominated industry. I know years ago it was even more difficult, but juggling the career, juggling the family, and yourself, taking care of yourself, how has that been for you?
You know, I think I've been really fortunate to have a lot of great mentors along the way. And while the music business as a whole is still very male-dominated, there have been some really bright light women leaders in our format over the years. So I don't wake up in the morning going, I'm a female CEO mm-hmm. first. I wake up to do my job. Mm-hmm. But I also think that I have a responsibility as a mentor and a leader. We often say that if you see it, you can be it. Mm-hmm. So how do you live your day job when you show up? How do you live that off camera and being authentic to who you are and giving young people, male and females, the idea that there's a space for me to grow in this industry? And I'm really proud of that role of mentorship in my career.
That is great. It's so amazing to see everything. I can't wait to see the next awards. I love it each and every year. And thank you so much for your time today.
You're welcome. I'm glad you had such a great time here in Nashville. Come back, please.
I will.
CEO of the Country Music Association, Sarah Trahern. Great conversation with Jackie Campbell. If you can see it, you can be it.
I'm still in awe, just meeting her and just trying to envision what she does on a daily basis and the influences and the mentorship that's there. I mean, what a privilege. And there's just so many women that I've met, Mark, through my lifetime, my career, that, have helped me get to that place of trying to have that balance and not just sacrificing yourself for everyone else, especially your health and your own mindset. So thank you to all those women who have been a great influence. My mom, my grandparents, my grandmothers, two strong ladies, and my aunts. And I've been so blessed. Business partner here, Monica. My daughter works with us. Just some great, great women of strength that are there to support you.
Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Campbell & Company Insurance Advisors. Campbell & Company Wealth Advisors and CPAs is an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through Impact Partnership Wealth, LLC, IPW, a registered investment advisor. IPW does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Campbell & Company Insurance Advisors are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Campbell & Company Insurance Advisors and IPW are not affiliated companies. Tax planning services are offered through the tax firm Campbell & Company Wealth Advisors and CPAs. IPW does not offer tax planning services. The tax planning services offered by Campbell & Company Wealth Advisors and CPAs are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Tax planning services are an outside business activity not offered through or supervised by IPW. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying abilities of the issuing carrier. MarketGuard is an SEC registered investment advisor located in Inglewood, Colorado. MarketGuard provides model portfolios and investment products to IPW. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Campbell & Company Wealth Advisors.